Welcome to Mile High Perspective, a public affairs presentation of the Mighty 670. This program is your look into events, community issues, as well as hearing from people of interest here in the greater Metro Denver area and beyond. And now, here's today's edition of Mile High Perspective on AM 670 KLTT.
Welcome, everyone. Richard Beatty here for Crawford Media Group. Today on the phone, I have Alexandra Strotter with Youth for Christ, a parent leader with YFC. And if you don't know what Youth for Christ does, or if you do know that the organization works with the local church and other ministry partners to raise up lifelong partners for Jesus, to be dedicated to a lifestyle of godliness, devotion to God, and His Word, and to prayer. Youth for Christ is passionate and compelled for sharing the love of Jesus through a commitment to social involvement. And Alexandra, thanks for being on Crawford today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
Hey, out of 160 chapters across the United States, tell our listeners about the proactive nature of YFC Denver in regard to COVID-19 restrictions that really impact Denver youth.
So during COVID, obviously everything was shut down, which limited us to reaching our girls and our teen parents, which really impacted them being isolated and at home with their kids 24/7 and not much help. So we were able to be creative and do things like porch portraits, where we had them get ready for the day, dress up, and come onto their porch, where we had a photographer take their picture from a distance, and we were able to share that with them, and it just was exciting for them to be able to get out of the house. We were able to be proactive in changing the way that we were meeting, so instead of doing small groups, large groups, we did one-on-one focus and really started to just focus on the one-on-one relationships that we have mentoring the girls, meeting on the porch, meeting in the car with masks on, meeting in the park, whatever we could do to get the girls out and to support them and be there for them.
Mm. Now, Youth for Christ Denver and Parent Life is designed to help parents in making choices in relationships, education, and following Christ. What are the barriers and breakthroughs you've experienced in that ministry?
Some of the barriers, I'd say, is the shame and the judgment that the girls feel, the lack of support that they usually have in the community. Some of the barriers they have is not having proper workforce training or skills that would help them be successful in life as a parent. Some of the breakthroughs I've definitely seen are that the girls trust us as mentors to help them step out of that judgment, that they don't feel shame around being a teen parent, that they're able to gain job readiness skills to hold a job so they can support their family, and just an overall support that Jesus truly loves them regardless of choices they've made.
Wow, that's great. You know, with 3 in every 10 teen girls in America getting pregnant before reaching the age of 20, it seems that the cards are stacked against young women. How are you able to break through that obvious obstacle through mentorship?
I'd say as being a teen parent myself and how God has redeemed my own story, I think just being there to support them and listen to what they need helps them to make different choices, getting them involved with, you know, job readiness programs in the community, having support, people they can reach out to in crisis. Things like that really help steer their mind into a different direction of what they want their life to look like.
Hmm. Tell us a little bit of your background and your story, how you got involved.
I got involved with YFC current life. Back in 2019, I went to an event that I was invited to, not really sure much about the program, and soon realized that it was probably God-led for me to be there. I was 15 when I had my first son, and it was a really judgmental, shameful kind of experience. I didn't have mentors there for me, so I kind of know exactly what type of choices you'll make to go out on a limb. So once I figured out what parent life was and helping pregnant and parenting teens, I knew I needed to get involved to not only be there to support these girls and dads, but also to bring life to the story that God redeemed within my own life.
That's great. With the statistics that we hear about the girls, what is YFC doing in terms of reaching the men or the boys that that were the fathers of these of these children?
Yeah, we do our best to get them involved with small groups, large groups. During COVID, we have a few men mentors that stepped up and did one-on-ones, meeting with a couple of the dads, just really trying to support them also, because they need a listening ear, a listening heart, just like any teen parent.
Please talk about spiritual wellness packages.
Yeah, so we started doing this during COVID. We have a wonderful team that they call themselves the Dream Team, and they're kind of behind the scenes, but they do an amazing job putting together boxes or bags every month with a theme around it, activities for the kids and the moms to do together, different scriptures, different little postcards with scripture. We've done lots of different things, from self-care to delivering a live plant for them to be able to nurture and take care of.
A live plant. Wow. And I can imagine what I would do to a poor live plant. How does providing resources help guide a community?
Well, I think that providing resources in different ways helps the community to have an eye-opening experience for what's really out in our own community. Providing resources to the girls changes the way that they involve themselves with community, because the barriers are broken, like I said, with the judgment and the shame. And so we have provided resources all the way from job readiness to a kitchen table that was donated to one of our teen moms.
How can we in media help your mission?
I think the best way to help is to really get the word out that we not only need donors, but we desperately love and need mentors. We are hoping to expand our chapters and our locations to another site this fall, so we definitely need mentors to walk alongside these girls and the dads, to just be the hands and feet of Jesus that we're called to be, and let the Holy Spirit guide their hearts to step in and step up.
You know, we recently spoke with Reunion Coffee House in Commerce City about their mission to help the youth in Commerce City and getting them to stay in Commerce City and be a light in the community that they're planted in. Do you do anything in that area? We were just seeing the statistics in Adams County, and that seems to be a huge area of ministry and need.
Yeah, so right now we have a site which is near there in Aurora. It is a teen pregnancy school, and so they are the ones that connect us to a lot of the moms. We try our best to reach out in the community for like-minded partners and other ways that we can be in that area, in that community, but we're not too far from there.
Well, that's great. What other areas are the real key areas in the Denver Metro that you reach out to?
We're hoping to expand into Southwest Denver. We've been talking to a lot of different schools and partners and trying to establish a site that we can go out and have mentors for that area. It's a much needed area as well.
Is that around Federal Heights and those areas there?
Yep.
Are there any new initiatives that you're working on now? Now that COVID is almost a thing of our past, although it seems like it lingers. What are the new initiatives, and how are you reaching some of the churches in the Denver area?
Some of the new things that we're looking forward to with COVID slowly coming to an end is getting back to our small groups, large groups. Getting churches involved to host those small groups is a way that we definitely connect with the churches in the area. The campus that we are involved with over in Aurora is back in the building starting June. So we're going to be involved with the mindfulness and movement class, which is them being able to come in once a week, do some exercise for their mental health, a check-in for how they're doing. And we're also able to come in and provide sports activities. We did have a volleyball team before COVID over at that campus, and the girls just absolutely loved being a part of a team and learning from each other and supporting each other.
Great. I'm reading some of the quotes that I see nationally. And are you unique in a lot of ways from the national chapters, the other national chapters in parent life? And how are you unique in that way?
I think that we all have the same common goal. We're unique in the sense that we are really trying to grow our chapters. We're not as big yet in the support that we may have locally. So we're really trying to bring awareness to some of the statistics in the area and reach more pregnant teen parents also. So
that's great. Now, Alexandra, I want to, before we do have to go, I want to make sure that we do get information out to people on how they could get in touch.
So one of the fun ways to find out more information is at yfcdenver.org. Also, there's a really cool video, and it really shares the mission that we do at yfcbethestory.org. So either of those ways, also on social media, we have a Facebook page, and those are some up-to-date ways to find out what's happening in the area, find out how to get involved, and how to be praying for those things. We're excited to hopefully be expanding, and obviously with COVID and things changing, it is exciting for the girls because they finally get to go back to meeting with each other and meeting with us more. So thanks for having me on.
Alexandra Strutter from Youth for Christ, thanks for being on Crawford Today.
You've been listening to Mile High Perspective, a public affairs program of community-related events, people, and issues of importance to you, our listeners. Join us next time for Mile High Perspective here on AM 670 KLTT.